Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, when it comes to theft, there's some things you fully expect to hear about. Money, drugs, guns, vehicles, Amazon packages, your identity. Now, it sucks, and it leaves you feeling violated, but it's not unexpected. However, after a quick perusal of the news, we've come to the conclusion that if it can be stolen, whatever it is, it will be. Yesterday, we told you about Julio and Juan. Those are the two donkeys from Bellevue that were snatched away from their trailer. And listen, I love me some donkey, R.I.P. Pokey. But who actually steals them? We also shared the story of a thief in Georgia. Guy broke into a local mall. Now, he could have stolen jewelry, money, clothing, Pokemon collectibles, pretty much anything. But he stole Cinnabon cinnamon rolls. Delicious, but still a felony. And it only gets weirder. A man in Florida, he stole a woman's purse. He probably just wanted her wallet, but he also got her one-month-old kitten. And donkeys and kittens, not the only animals getting stolen. A man in New Jersey stole a $7,000 African gray parrot. Now, personally, I'd rather steal the $7,000. This guy wanted the bird. Whatever. There's nothing too big or too small to be stolen. Like a man in New York, he stole another man's lunchbox. Punched him in the face, took the lunchbox, hopped on a bus. Meanwhile, a guy in Indiana, he went big. He stole 5 houses. Yes, you heard me correctly. He stole 5 houses. We'll share all of these stories coming up. But first, we want to hear your answer to today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. Today, we want to know what was stolen from you. Or, if you want to admit it, what did you steal?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK and send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hold the chills, away we go. Welcome to season 20 and episode number 4255. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show will join us. We're going to sit and spin 10 songs that do not have the title in the lyrics on the way at 4:30.
Yeah.
So, these are not instrumentals. You're not hearing Jessica from the Allman Brothers Band.
Wow.
Or,
yeah, I said Fifth of Beethoven. Yeah. A little more universal. But
Jessica.
You do you, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jessica from the Allman Brothers Band.
I might recognize it. I just don't. I don't know.
You know Jessica from the Allman Brothers Band.
I'm sure I do, but I do not know it by name. Maybe because I don't say it.
You know Moby Dick from Led Zeppelin.
I know Moby Dick from Led Zeppelin.
Okay. Plays the drums with the tans, man.
Yeah. Give us a little Jessica, Viles. How's it go?
Does it sound better than that?
This is.
Oh, I do. I do know
this is Dwayne Allman.
Yeah, I know the song. I did not know it was called Jessica.
See?
You're right. I do know the song. I did not know. And as horrible of his rendition.
He hated her. You don't know that. He hated her.
Oh, you know what, Miles? Good call. I love this song.
Yeah. Did you know it's called Jessica?
No, this is just like, hey, man, I'm going to a festival. I'm out on the road.
Yeah. Actually, he wrote a song about a girl he broke up with. No, I mean, you don't know. The song's called Jessica. She could have been a complete and total
Ooh.
This sounds like the beginning of the movie. We're just walking down the pier, man. We're just about to go to the shop.
Yeah. So, is Jessica flattered that you wrote a song for her, but you don't say anything
about her?
Because she's like, well,
we don't think about her anymore.
Not a word.
This is for you, and I don't care about you.
I have nothing to say about you, but here's a song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have been his 89-year-old next-door neighbor. You don't even know.
The woman he killed and buried in the floorboards.
The hottest woman he's ever been on a date with.
Could have been a woman that I'm stuck on this festival thing that like got him high at a festival.
She could have had a neck beard.
He woke up in a hotel room. His watch was gone.
Right.
You have no idea.
Could be the name of his cat.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously.
It's about my cat, man.
Yeah. Like his cat was like, this is a good tune.
All right, here's one. And I can think of one song that would fall in this criteria. How many songs can you think of where the title of the song is the only lyric they say?
Tequila.
The only one. Well, I cannot think of another
one. You shook me all night long. It's repeated quite a bit.
But he says other things.
He does.
Like tequila, if you know the word, if you know the name of the song, you know the words.
Well, there's Longview from Green Day. There's one. They don't say Longview within the song.
True.
That guy Bobby Shmurda has a song where he says one phrase a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mike, you should play. You know Nazareth, right? Are you familiar with Nazareth?
Oh, yes.
You know Hair of the Dog, right?
I've heard of it, yes.
What is the hook in Hair of the Dog? Because I want you to
say. Now you're messing with a silent. They never say Hair of the Dog.
No, they don't. Not at once.
As a kid, I was very confused. I'm like, why do they keep saying that? Clearly the song is called Son of a Bitch.
Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen. They never say that. The entire
song. He says a lot of things in that song.
Right. Smells like Teen Spirit. You never hear them go, smells like Teen Spirit when they're singing the song.
I'm kind of glad.
I think Led Zeppelin is the king of this mountain.
Oh, yeah.
What else you got?
Jamaker or Jamaker?
Jamaker.
Oh, yeah.
Jamaker.
Black Dog. Hey, Mama Said the Way You Move. Make You Sweat. Gonna make an immigrant song.
Misty Nunhop.
Right.
Immigrant song. I mean, they got a ton of them. Oh,
yeah. How do you think they work
this out? But none of these are on the list, right? Any of the songs we mentioned so far, Mike?
Say what?
Are any of these songs we mentioned so far on this list?
I mean, they could be. It's a possibility.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we're going to play a little guessing game. And see if we can't figure out the title of the song based on the song itself.
It's kind of like them running, like a quarterback running an offense. Just yelling a bunch of nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then there's only like two real calls in there, but he's yelled 40 things.
Pink Floyd, another king of that mountain. Brain Damage, Eclipse. Oh, I mean, they got
Well, I'd expect that from Pink Floyd, though.
Mm-hmm. At Time, maybe even, if I'm not mistaken. You hear the clock.
No, I mean, they say the word time.
Do they?
Not necessarily like the
But it's not the chorus.
Oh, yeah.
They do say time, though.
All right. Okay.
Time.
They don't do that anymore. You know what I mean? They don't do this anymore.
Well, now I'm really thinking about it. Like, one of Biggie's most famous songs is called Juicy, but people always think it's like, well, but he never says that in the song.
Right. Yeah. And you're right. It's a great song.
But you remember those songs more, for whatever reason.
I want a local band out there, whatever next EP you put out, do us a favor. Write a great song. But do not title any of it around any words that you use. That way, every time you introduce the song when you're playing live, people are waiting for that chorus, and it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, like Wyatt, if you can hear my voice, make a just heavy song called Ted.
Or write the lyrics for Jessica.
But make it an instrumental so that no one knows how you feel about it.
Would it be easier to do that, or would it be harder to write the lyrics for Jessica? So, in other words,
you
keep the music the same. Okay,
right, and now you got to write a song.
This is kind of a rambling tune here. It's a festival type sounding tune.
The problem is, the only Jessica I can think of is my buddy's wife.
Well, then you have to write a song about it.
About like canning fruit.
What does she do well?
Canning fruit,
sells houses. She cans. She's a good, the kind of farmer, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah. Scared of mouse.
Tied a little goat. Walk on the beach. Deals with sales. BS.
And you can write a song about a nice house for sale in a cul-de-sac in a wonderful suburban community.
I'm going to make it my mission now to write lyrics for this song.
But when do you come in?
Blackberry cobbler, homemade salsas.
Do you come in on Dwayne's guitar? See, wait for the build.
I feel like you got to let this build up, right?
What's your name again, Jessica?
When you want to get away for the weekend, join us in beautiful Leavenworth, Washington.
See, that's not bad, but man, you got to sing it.
Right.
You can definitely do that.
I just feel like Jason's going to have this as a bed music for one of his commercials.
You have to write the lyrics to a song that's already an instrumental.
But it has to incorporate the name, right?
Sure, like Moby Dick, all right? Now you're writing a song about a whale over top of John Bonham's instrumental.
Right.
But it's got to be about Moby Dick.
Yeah.
You can bring up, like, Jonah? Who else is involved?
Jonah's not in Moby Dick.
Oh, who is Moby Dick? Captain Ahab?
Captain Ahab.
Captain Ahab.
What was Jonah's deal with the whale? Because it's Jonah and the whale.
Jonah was biblical. He was
right.
running away from God, and then he got swallowed by the big fish.
And Pinocchio deals with whales God. And Moby Dick. That's as much. There's Free Willy.
There's a challenge to anybody out there. Write the lyrics to Moby Dick or Jessica. You got to use the same music.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be in key, in the right tempo, and come in at the right times. Fire on High, ELO, whatever you want
to do. That's a great tune, man.
I don't care, man. If you can pull it off, do it. That would be the hardest challenge.
You know I'm going to obsess over this now. This is what's going to happen. You've now poisoned my brain. So inevitably, I'm going to give it a shot. Not a lot of things rhyme with Jessica.
No. Well, the instrumentals aren't really like... Maybe the Gorillaz are the closest right now to being able to pull off a instrumental song that people... But they still grunt and do everything else.
They make noise, but they don't necessarily sing.
Well, it's like Disturbed. I mean, they make noise. All right. On to the question. Oh, by the way, listen on the Odyssey app this afternoon. 5K a day. This is the last week. So be sure to download the Odyssey app. If you don't have it, create an account. Listen for 1 hour. Your chance at 5K a day. We need to keep reminding you of that as the time is ticking down on that national contest. Okay. On to the question about stealing stuff. A lot of times when you read the news, you think to yourself, man, oh, man, oh, man, that's not good. This one, along with the picture that Como provided, not good.
That makes it worse.
Also sad. Investigators in Bellevue hope tips from the public will help lead them to the location of two donkeys that were stolen from a stable over the weekend. The donkeys, Julio and Juan. Did you see a picture of Julio and Juan yet, Ted?
I did. You were showing us yesterday.
Are they miniature donkeys?
Are these young donkeys? Or are they dwarfs? I don't know. I actually saw a video yesterday, and I can't get a sense of their age, but you're right. As far as donkeys go, there's some tiny donkeys.
Yeah. Julio and Juan, I'm assuming that they're brothers.
They could be just miniature donkeys. That's what they're called. Or also called Mediterranean or Sicilian burros.
All right. What was your donkey?
That was Pokey.
I know, but what breed?
That was a full girl.
I'll just
bro, I don't donkey. Know. He was just a big-ass donkey.
It's not bro, it's bro.
Yeah, bro. Bro. He was an awesome donkey. I know that sounds...
Was he
I can't
red?
Explain it. No, he was just kind of brown, man. He looked like a standard freaking donkey. But I rolled up to this thing, immediately put his head on my shoulder. We were eye to eye, and I'm like... I don't know what's going on in Pokey's world, man, but me and Pokey, like, we hit it the F off.
So basically what happened is the owner...
I'm an ass man now.
Yeah. Allison Smith.
Now.
She had loaded up her trailer in Bridal Trails Sunday afternoon and was away briefly. I was in disbelief. I'm still in disbelief. I'm in shock, she told Como. Whoever did this was very calculated. They had made a plan for a period of time. They obviously knew the property. They knew the trailer. They knew the donkeys. This was not random. In other words, someone did not go steal a truck with a trailer on the back and not know what was inside. They knew that Juan and Julio were inside the trailer.
So
when
she's
they sold
thinking
this.
They specifically and wanted Juan
she,
and Julio.
That's what she believes. They had to know the property. They had to know the trailer. They knew the donkeys. This was not some random thing. Now, Bellevue police, they checked the traffic camera recordings from the area, and they say the stolen trailer was last seen headed toward Redmond. On 140th Avenue Northeast. Now, Smith does not recognize the truck that was captured in the video, but she believes whoever took the donkeys must have visited the stable before. There's no way someone just randomly came up here. Whoever did this, it had it out for the donkeys. Wanted them, or they had it out for me. Smith said the donkeys are companion animals for her horse, Ozzy. I've just been spending every waking moment with him to make sure he's okay. Police asked anyone from information to please call the non-emergency dispatch number. But they were companion animals for the horse.
Right.
You got to think the horse is going, hey, man, where is Julio and Juan?
Well, she said, I saw a clip of it last night on the news. This was on Cairo because L. Thomas is hot. But she brought up the story. And so when they did the audio, the woman talking about it, she goes, look, man, it's not just that Juan and Julio have been taken. But, right, they are companion animals for Ozzy. I kept thinking Ozzy Osbourne. But that the horse itself was actually very upset, very agitated.
Yes.
Noticeably agitated.
Yes. Hopefully Allison's not listening, as the last report is they were on a plane headed toward Guantanamo Bay. Now we have this story. 100,000 eggs were stolen Saturday from an organic supplier in Franklin County in Pennsylvania amid skyrocketing prices stemming from the avian flu outbreak. Now the eggs were swiped from the back of a distribution trailer. around 8:40 at Pete and Jerry's Organics Warehouse. The eggs are worth now $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't worth that before that, but 100,000 eggs were stolen from the supplier in Pennsylvania. And one more. We head to New York. Police on Tuesday released a photo of a suspect wanted for punching a man in the face, then stealing his lunchbox on Staten Island last month.
Oh, no.
It happened at about 8 o'clock in the morning in front of the Victory Building in Brighton Heights. According to officials, the suspect just approached a 26-year-old man, punched him in the face, and then stole his lunchbox. And then he got on an MTA bus. The victim sustained bruising to the face but refused medical attention at the scene. Now that is insult to injury.
I feel like someone who steals your lunchbox, the bus is their getaway vehicle. By the way, one of our texters is letting us know regarding Juan and Julio.
Yes.
They're saying that's not exactly what happened. The person who owns the donkeys was not on the property. I did see that last night.
Okay.
On the news.
All right.
She was skiing. The person who owns the property saw the man or the people loading the donkeys into the trailer of a truck.
Of a truck that was not hers.
So she called the owner of the donkeys, wondering if she was moving the donkeys. And the owner of the donkeys said, man, first of all, no, I'm not. I'm skiing. And asked them to then call the police. So she was not physically present when the donkeys were stolen.
Okay.
And I do remember that from the news last night.
That makes sense that she could not identify the truck. She could identify the trailer that in whatever pictures they
Which might be more why she thinks it's an inside job, because they know that she's not there, right? Her vehicle's not there. She's probably not there. This is our chance to ass-nap Juan and Julio.
Yeah, that's one of the tips that Mike brought up on the Facebook video before we go on the air is never post pictures or tell people where you are going or being on vacation.
Yeah.
Yep. As soon as you do that, not that she did that, that's just one of the warnings. As far as property theft is concerned.
We're on vacation for two weeks.
Here I am on the beach, you know what I mean?
Look at the NFL guys.
Can't wait to spend the next 6 days here.
But there's nothing they can do, man.
They're simply going to work, but they play on national TV on Monday Night Football, and people were evil enough to go, let's go rob their house, they're on Monday Night Football.
And most of the time, most of those guys, it's not a home game either.
Yeah.
Right? So, they're playing 2,000 miles away. I know for a fact that you are not
those
home.
Those are guys that are organized doing that.
You have to be organized.
That isn't some Joe Schmo thinking to himself, well, I know where he is tonight. I'm going to try to break in. It's very calculated.
And I would think their security systems are probably better than your average ring cam. So whoever's behind that, it's very smart. But
could you imagine having
Patrick Mahomes also and Travis Kelce, like, first of all, I have a hard time seeing me doing a B&E on anybody's home.
Mm-hmm. I don't. I see you doing that.
I'd rather sneak into their house when they're having like a party.
And just kind of blend into the crowd.
You got a different technique.
Well, I wouldn't steal anything. I just like, there's no way they're going to invite me, especially if like Taylor Swift's there. Like, well, we got to get Ted involved.
Right.
But like, I try to maybe sneak into that. But like, I wouldn't break into their home to steal stuff. I'd just be like, and then finally Travis would be like, I don't know you. And I'd be like, you don't. It's a fun party. Can I stay?
What do you think would prefer that? You break into you steal their jewelry. Most of them don't have cash laying around. You steal the jewelry, tennis shoes, right? All that kind of crap. And they've been violated. They're pissed. They find you. Or they're having a party, and it is Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, all their buddies. And they're like, who the F are you? For some reason, that would almost bug me more. Like, nobody here invited. Like, you're not even a mutual friend of someone here. You literally broke into my house to party with me. You've been drinking my beer.
Yeah.
I've been kicking my buddies out back.
Right.
I think I'd be offended. Like, look, it's not that I want you to rob me, but somehow that seems less personal.
See, here's what I would do. I would get a job at the catering company.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I would come in as an employee of the catering company at the home. And then I would case the place and I would figure out what was going on. But then at some point in time during the night, I would get like a tray of food. Right. And I would start walking around and I would be like, okay, I could go upstairs at this point. Right.
All right.
If I saw a waiter going into my bedroom, I'd be like, yo.
They just told me to bring this up to the bedroom for the occupants of the room. And I'm bringing...
Yes, that's going to happen.
What door? Where are they? Da-da-da-da-da. Then I walk around with my tray of food, you know, and I'd open up the door, and I'd go into one of those bedrooms and come back out and see what I could steal.
My thought is... You're getting caught. Hey, man, do you have a bathroom I can use? I'm sorry. And this is just a guess. The house is big enough that I get to wander out of view. The worst thing that would happen is they just point goods right there. That would suck because I can't case the place. Maybe I watch too many TV shows, but it seems like when it's rich people and you say, can I use a bathroom, you end up like 400 feet away down seven different halls.
Mm-hmm.
And you have time to dig through everything. Surely.
I'm still just obsessed with, like, Travis Kelce just cornering me. You've been smoking blunts by my pool?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're not, there's a smoking area. I'll be like, Travis, I'm not even invited. I don't know, dude.
You didn't tell me where it was.
I'm Patrick's friend, man. He brought me.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I'm here with Patrick.
Hey, Patrick, another. I've never seen it before in my life.
Do you think anybody in the sound of our voice knows where Julio and Juan are?
Yes.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
I bet Juan knows where Juan is.
Yeah. Man, Ozzie, of all people, yeah.
Ozzy misses his brothers. I don't know what the deal
is. Return the donkeys,
Come on, man.
Come on.
Just do some good.
Don't mess with donkeys, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah. The world's going nuts. Let's not steal donkeys.
Yeah. And if you Google donkeys, Julio and Juan in Seattle, the picture will come up. They're white.
Who else's picture would come up?
Well, when you see donkeys,
what else would possibly come up?
They are distinct looking.
Yeah.
They're short, they're white, they're squatty, and they're cute as hell.
Somebody brought Peter Dinklage back. Like, that is not them.
Our question, what was stolen from you? Or if you want to admit it, what did you steal? 206-803-RAW.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what was stolen from you? Or if you want to admit it, what did you steal? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. Did you guys ever meet somebody that had the same name as you? Like first and last name?
I've not met them personally, but I've heard of a few.
I have.
I could see.
All right. So a guy hit me up on Facebook. He added me just randomly because he had the same first and last name as me, right? So my last name is Lane. It's like a street. You know what I mean?
Sure.
All right. So I'm driving during COVID from Seattle down to California. And this guy just randomly became a Facebook friend over years. You know, we like each other's posts and it looks like we like our own. It's kind of funny. So I look it up, and in Oregon, there actually is a Jesse Lane, like the street Jesse LN.
All right.
So I hit him up, and on my way down from Seattle to California, I brought a multi-tool with a metal blade, and I took that thing down.
Okay. You just couldn't take a picture?
I could have taken a picture, but I think that the novelty of it all would have been lost in just sending a random stranger a picture, right?
Okay.
All right, so I text him, and I say, hey, man, send me a 7-Eleven close to your house. And he just responds like, this is the most random thing a stranger on the internet has ever sent me. But he sends me an address. And so on my way down to L.A., I meet up with him in Northern California and drop off a Jesse Lane sign for a fellow Jesse Lane.
Was he happy to have it, or was he like, dude, I don't want this?
Man, he changed it as his Facebook background picture for the last 3 years.
Oh, so he still uses that as his Facebook picture?
As the background one, yeah.
That's great, man. How long did it take you to get that sign down?
You know, I had the metal blade, and it was pretty dull. It maybe took me about 10 minutes, and then an old man in a beat-up truck comes driving down this one-lane road, and he gets out of the car with this look on his face like he's about to shoot me, and he just goes, man, what are you doing? And I say, I'm Jesse Lane. And he goes, I am too. How do you think I got the sign?
So you met another Jesse Lane.
Yeah, that makes three on that trip.
Damn. Okay. Damn. Small world.
That is kind of... The only time I had anything with someone who shared my name, and I did not know this person, and I've told this before, but Krista DeSista, a friend of mine, lived in the Pacific Northwest for a little while. She worked for the Department of Defense. I'm not sure what she did, but anyway, crashed with me and my wife, and then we're driving her back to JBLM.
All right.
Or whatever. And we pull in, and they have their security checkpoint. No big deal. And we show them our IDs. And immediately, they're like, pull the car over to the side. And they're serious, man. They're like, pull the car over to the side. The first words out of my wife's mouth, and I'm, what did you do? And I'm like, I didn't do anything. Whatever this is, I know it's a mistake. Also, we all know it's me. Whatever got flagged, I'm sure it's me. But I have not done anything that the Department of Frickin' Defense gives a crap about. So you got to wait there for like 10 minutes. We don't know what's going on, but they're in their little booth to the side. But they sent three dudes out with M16s. stood about 10, 15 feet away from the car, but they're not drawn at us, but they're clearly out. They're at the ready, and they're just staring into the car. So I'm just like, look, man, we just have to wait it out. And Chris, I can't explain it. She's so aloof. I have no idea how she works at the DOD. Oh, I'm sure it's nothing. I'm like, me too, but it's
right now it seems kind of tense.
But it's not about what I know. I need them to know that whatever's going on is about nothing. So dude finally walks over to the car, specifically wants to talk to me because I'm the only guy in the car, and the name is Steven, right? So, and I'm sitting in the back seat. So I roll down the window. You're Steven Hill. I'm like, yeah, man, keep in mind, they're holding my ID. So he hands it back to me, but I guess they're kind of piecing together that, I don't know, I look too stupid. I was super hungover, that should be noted. I'd also done a lot of drugs the night before this happened, and I'm pretty sure the bags under my eyes made it clear that whoever they're looking for, this cannot possibly be the guy. I'm not competent enough to pull off whatever is like a federal military thing. And so he says, have you ever been to Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany? I'm like, bro, no, I have never in my life been to Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany. And they kind of chuckled, they hand my ID back, and they said, look, someone with your name did something at Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany. I'm like, what did this guy do that he's flagged like this? I said, we cannot tell you that. But they said, we're not even kidding, like, don't even go to that base. Even though you're not the guy, if you show this ID at Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany, like, bad things are going to happen to you, essentially. I said, look, I don't know what the circumstance would be that I end up there. I don't plan on going there, but now I will make it a mental note not to go there. So it was all cleared up. We dropped off Kristen. We drove away. Still have no idea what happened, but it was a little tense. One thing about this story, I'll tell you guys all.
Did you go to Texas Roadhouse?
No.
Once you got
in? I didn't. No.
See, I'd be like, look, man, we're going to Texas Roadhouse.
Nah, I didn't even know it was there. We just dropped our ass off and left. But there may have been some contraband on me while I was waiting for them to check my ID. And I don't know if they're going to search me or what was going to happen. So, again, I'm sitting in the back seat and very quietly, like, emptied my pockets and kicked some stuff under the driver's seat in case they pulled me out of the car. They did not. It was all cleared up. But that's what I was sweating, man. But once I realized, oh, they're not going to pull you out of the car, you're good. Hmm. And I'm not that guy, but yeah, seriously, I had
some evidence of that. Yeah. He's a lieutenant colonel, so I thought it was him either.
I would doubt it, but who knows, man? Right. They did not tell me what this guy did, but like, it was serious, and apparently whatever he did, it warranted perhaps being shot. Because that was the sense I got from the three cats that were standing. Like, they're just waiting for the word. I'm like, I know this is a mistake, man, but the faster you clear this up, the more comfortable I will be.
So mine is not serious, but my cousins... One set of cousins, they have another cousin who's no blood relation to me, who is named Ted Smith.
Okay.
We have the same exact name. The problem is, at one of these cousins' weddings years ago, we got in a dance-off. But now it's become like a thing, if one of them gets married, like we brought up Soul Train yesterday.
Yeah.
Anybody that ever watched Soul Train knew at a certain part, you're going to have the Soul Train line.
Right.
Right? When these people all get together, you get about, I'd say, halfway through the reception, and then... just a giant circle forms, and I got a battle dance. Frickin' Ted Smith.
You got to do it every time?
Every time.
And how old is he? You guys roughly the same age?
We do not. Everybody's married, so I think our battles are done, but we're about the same age. But the last one was on Cape Cod, and he pulled out this Irish jig, and he jigged all over me. He beat me.
He did.
Yeah.
Have you beaten him in one of your dance-offs?
I think one of the original ones, I got him, and this is what started the battle, but... Look, Ted and I get along great. We don't even really care. As I was like, do we have to do this again? And we're talking about it, having a beer. And he goes, I don't think so. And then you just hear the DJ go, I need the Ted Smith.
Oh, no.
And we look over and everybody, there's 150 people, is in a circle. Like, God, I'm done. God damn it.
What was stolen from you? Or if you want to admit it, what did you steal? 206-803.
You've never seen this many white people excited for dancing.
Between two Ted Smiths.
Between two Ted Smiths.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, a little backstory. Me and my dad used to go up to Seattle and hang out at the hotels and wait for football teams that were playing the Seahawks. And we've collected over 7,000 autograph cards, you know, in person, blah, blah. So, years ago when I was, I don't know, 13 or so, I had a couple buddies that I used to kind of pick on. I wrestled, and I used to practice my wrestling on them. So we were at a friend's house, and they had to run to my house to grab something out of my house. And on the way out, I had a double deadbolt key. And so I had a key on the inside. He decided he was going to take the key on the inside and come back the next day and rob us, you know, to get even. So I don't remember if my dad got me out of school early or if I showed up at home, but he asked me, hey, did you take autograph books to school? I said, no. And he goes, well, somebody stole our stuff. And so we go look and whatever, and they stole a couple autograph books, my PlayStation, my CDs. And, well, one of those books was full of nothing but Hall of Famers. That was the big one that my dad was so upset about.
Of course.
So my dad asked the neighbor if he sees anybody, if they saw anybody come into our house. And they go, no, but there was a chrome bicycle outside. And I knew exactly who it was. There was only one kid in the neighborhood that had a chrome bike, and it was a chrome Elf. And so I said, I know who it was. Shout out to Corey. He's listening right now.
Is that your buddy who stole your stuff?
Yeah, we're homies now. We were friends, and I mean, I got over it. But he actually got me the job that I have right now. But yeah, I told him that I was going to call in and listen, so he's listening.
What about your dad? It's cool that you guys are like, yeah, whatever. But how did your father feel when he has to return, you know, this important card book back to him?
Well, needless to say, Corey avoided him for quite a while.
yeah, you do that. You don't go over to your house anymore.
No, he did not come to my house for a long time.
Well, look.
I knew where he lived, and so we went to his house, and sure enough, his bike was there in the front yard. And so we knock on the door, and they were inside, and seeing it was us, they bolted out the back door. And I, you know, figured it was them, so I went around the backside, and in their garbage can was all my CD cases. They happened to be empty, so they stole empty CD cases. And so there was the first sign of evidence that, yeah, it was them. I jumped on their roof to look through the sunroof. I mean, like I said, we were friends. I hung out at their house all the time. And, cops were called, and that's how he ended up getting his first felony.
Wow. How many has he had since then?
A few. He's moved on to bigger and better things after that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Felonious.
Yeah. My in-laws, they wanted... They were later in life, obviously too old biologically to have kids, but the woman that he married still wanted to be a mother.
This is Juan.
And raise children if she could. So he agreed that, you know, if they could adopt someone, a child they found in foster care, that he's on board. And so they adopted a kid who was probably 12 years old at the time.
All right.
Somewhere in there. And his name was Juan. So, of course, you know, we know him as Juan Montgomery. But at first I wasn't catching on to this, but when they would come down and visit, Juan would rob me blind.
I mean, what was he stealing?
Well, the things that were recovered included, do you remember the early Apple, was it I, what was the one that just played music and had kind of a dial on it that would tick, 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 tick,
like an iPod?
When you scrolled through, tick, 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 tick. So I got that one back a year and a half later.
A year and a half later,
found that in a drawer in his room and asked him where he got it, and I guess he copped to it.
Okay, to be fair, at 12, I could see targeting something like that.
All right. Other things I'm not quite sure about. I know that my wife at the time had jewelry that was missing.
Mm-hmm.
But like anything else, unless it's just out in the open, you don't know what someone has stolen. And then until... You're looking for it, and you realize it wasn't there.
Right.
So I had this little box. Wait,
did you suspect Juan at any point, or was it until they brought the iPod, you go, okay, that might explain this, the other thing.
So
you might also think you left it somewhere.
Of course.
You
don't assume you're being robbed when it's just little things. You know?
And then she also found a bunch of old silver dollars that my grandfather had left me from like the 1800s and the early 1900s and all of his coin collection. But most of those items were missing. So either he pawned a lot of that stuff.
Oh, man.
Or he could not. Because my grandfather, he was a coin collector. So he would always give me, like, the commemorative crap that the post office would put out.
Sure. And,
you know, it was like a $50 or $100, $1 coin.
Yeah.
One of those kind of deals. It's in the little plastic case. Uh-huh. Kind of like when you're buying Keef or hash. You know, one of those little screw job things. So, if I knew the overall haul... It would probably be tremendous. But it got to the point where Juan had to go back into foster care because he got into trouble doing other things. Then he was,
what else was he doing?
Selling drugs? The weed he stole from me at school.
Oh, you think he stole your weed to then sell at school?
I know he did.
Damn, man. Damn, Juan.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, damn. Well, at the time, you got to remember, man, I had a whole little room in the basement that was just completely devoted to my little growing facility.
Yeah.
And all the weed that I had in there and everything else. So I was kind of, I had a room specifically for weed.
Yeah.
That I would go, and apparently Juan found that room. And
yeah, I bet he did.
This is all jackpot. What was stolen from you, or if you want to admit it, what did you steal? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Carrie. Welcome to the men's room.
That must be Terry. That must be me.
Hola.
Yes, indeed.
Terry.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
I will admit to it because the statute of limitations is over by now.
Are you sure?
Pardon?
Are you sure? Because I said that once and found out from law enforcement, they're like, it's not.
I lived in Alaska. They got their own rules up there.
All right.
And now my dog wants to go crazy. Sorry. No, I had a neighbor that was a known thief, and we knew he was going to spend a couple days in jail. And over months of time, stuff was disappearing out of my home.
What kind of stuff?
I agreed to watch. Oh, the commemorative quarter books, food.
Oh.
And I agreed to watch his house for him for 3 days while he did his 3 days of jail time for stealing food and a fishing pole from another house. And when I went into his home, I had my DVDs, my VHSs with my last name on them in his home.
Also, you found your stuff when you went in there to take care of his place.
Oh, yeah. My tire chains with my name on the box from Washington when I moved up there. So
wait a minute. This guy stole from you but asked you to watch his house.
Were you digging through his house looking for it, or was it out in the open?
Oh, it was out in the open, sweetheart. I looked at my ex-husband. I said, you want to back the truck up? And he goes, are you crazy? I said, I live in Alaska. Back up the truck.
Are you crazy? I live in Alaska. Do the math.
I proceeded to take everything that man owned. I took his brand new dishes, even the dirty ones in the dishwasher, so I'd have a full set. His food, his toilet paper, his cleaning supplies. I jacked it all.
I like how you operate.
Were you moving out? This is a neighbor of yours, so did you just go right back home and act like nothing happened?
What's he going to do, call the cops on me for stealing my stuff back?
I get where you're coming from.
That's a great point.
That's kind of funny. I like that move.
What was stolen from you, or if you want to admit it, what did you steal? 206-803-ROCK.